Scripture Stories is a program for you, the children. As you listen, remember that these stories are about real people who lived long ago. Read along with us. You'll find these stories in the Scripture Stories books, published by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Have your mother, father, teacher, or a friend help you find the story, and invite them to read along with you too. This week, we will be learning about the Book of Mormon. Now, the Book of Mormon is one of my favorite books of scriptures because, along with the Bible, it helps me to know more about Jesus Christ, helps me to come closer to him and really know who he was and what he wants me to do today. Let's read the story of how we got the Book of Mormon, chapter 1 in the Book of Mormon stories. Children in our audience at home, please read along with us.
When Joseph Smith was 14 years old, many churches were claiming to be true, and he did not know which one to join.
One day, Joseph read James 1:5 in the Bible, "If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God." Joseph needed to know which church was right, so he decided to ask God.
On a spring morning, Joseph went into the woods near his home to pray.
As he knelt down and started to pray, Satan tried to stop him. Joseph prayed harder, asking Heavenly Father for help.
Heavenly Father and Jesus Christ came to Joseph in a pillar of light. Heavenly Father pointed to Jesus and said, "This is my beloved Son. Hear him."
Joseph asked which church he should join. Jesus told him not to join any of them because they were all wrong.
All right. So Joseph needed to know which church was right. So what did he decide to do? Yes, Anders.
Pray.
He decided to pray. Why would that help him decide which church was right? Yes, Ella.
The scriptures told him to do that.
Okay, so the scriptures, he listened to what the scriptures said, and he decided to pray. Why would he pray? What does praying do? Yes, Ella.
It helps grow your faith and get you back to Heavenly Father.
Excellent. Yes, thank you. Joseph?
It lets you talk to Heavenly Father.
Excellent. So it lets you talk to Heavenly Father. And so who appeared to Joseph after he prayed? Yes, Camille?
Moroni.
Okay, Moroni appeared to him later on. Yes. Who else appeared to Joseph Smith after he prayed? Yes, Daisy?
Jesus Christ and Heavenly Father.
Okay, so they appeared to Joseph Smith. Wonderful. What did they say? Yes, Anders.
None of the churches were true.
Okay. All right, so was that an answer to his prayers, Gabe?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I think so. Why do you think, Gabe, it's important to pray?
Because Heavenly Father and Jesus want us to.
Yes, that's a really good reason why it's important to pray. Excellent. How about Daisy? Why do you think it's important to pray?
So we can thank Heavenly Father for all he gives us and ask him for what we need.
Okay. And if we ask Heavenly Father for things that we need or for an answer to anything, how are some of the ways he might answer? Anders, what are some ways that Heavenly Father can answer us?
I can help you.
Okay, so he can help us. Yes. How can you know, or how does he answer your prayers, Camille?
Usually yes or maybe.
Okay, so a yes or a maybe. And does he appear to you?
No.
No? How can he answer your prayers?
In your mind.
In your mind? Excellent. Yes, Ella?
If it's a yes, you can feel the spirit and comfort in your heart. And if it's a no, you don't, you just, you don't feel anything. You just have a stupor of thought in your mind.
All right, well, let's get back to that story then. Let's start with you, Daisy.
When Joseph told some people what he had seen and heard, they laughed at him. The leaders of many local churches persecuted him.
3 years went by. One night, Joseph was praying to be forgiven of his sins and to know what he should do.
An angel named Moroni appeared and told Joseph about a book that was written on gold plates. Joseph was to translate these plates into English.
After Moroni left, Joseph thought about what Moroni had told him. Moroni came back 2 more times that night.
Why do you think Moroni came back 2 more times that night?
Probably to make sure he didn't forget.
Okay, so to teach him, make sure he didn't forget. Excellent. Why else do you think he came back 2 more times that night? Does anybody know? What about you, Gabe? Why do you think he came back 2 times? And didn't just tell him everything the first time?
Because he would forget everything.
Okay, so it was a way to teach him. Anders.
He had more to say than just what he said the first time.
Okay, so maybe it sunk in more, hearing it 2 or 3 times. Excellent. All right, let's continue on. Come here.
The next day, Joseph went to the top of the hill Cumorah, which he had seen in a vision. There he found a big rock. He pried the rock up with a stick.
Beneath the rock was a stone box. As Joseph looked into the box, he saw the gold plates.
Moroni appeared and told Joseph not to take the plates, but to come back on the same day each year for 4 years. Each time Joseph went, Moroni taught him.
After 4 years, Joseph was finally allowed to take the gold plates. He used the Urim and Thummim to translate some of them.
Scribes helped Joseph by writing the words as he translated them from the gold plates.
Joseph took the translated words to a printer and had them made into a book.
The book is called The Book of Mormon. It tells about people who lived in America many years ago. It also tells about Jesus Christ, the Son of God.
All right. So the Book of Mormon tells us about the people who lived in America many years ago. What else does it tell us about?
Jesus Christ.
Okay. Why is it important to know about Jesus Christ? Yes, Anders.
So you will believe in him.
Okay. So you will believe in them? What were you going to say, Gabe?
Because Heavenly Father knows the right.
Okay. He does know the right. Heavenly Father is perfect. Excellent. All right. And what did Joseph find when he looked under the big rock? Yes, Ella.
The words of the prophets on gold plates in a whole different language.
In a whole different language. All right. So why would it need to be translated into English for us? Yes, Joseph.
So we could read it?
So we could read it, definitely. I don't read Reformed Egyptian at all. I don't know about you. But I would need to have it in English so that I could understand it. So why is it important for us to understand the scriptures? Yes, Anders.
So we can learn the teachings of Heavenly Father and the prophets.
Mm-hmm. Very nice. Ella.
And also so he can still teach us and so that his plan can go on.
And who can tell me how they translated the golden plates? How did that happen? Let's go with Daisy.
He used the Urim and Thummim.
Okay. What is that? What is the Urim and Thummim?
It's like 2 little stones that helped them change the Egyptian words into English.
Okay. All right. So that's how... And who helped Joseph do that? Yes, Ella.
Oliver Cowdery.
Okay. Who else helped scribe? Yes, Joseph.
Other scribes.
Other scribes? Okay, definitely. And how many times did Moroni come back? Let's go with Anders.
2 more.
Okay. So he came back 2 more times after that first one, that first night. Yes. All right, and how many times did Joseph have to come back before he got to actually take the plates? Yes, Joseph.
Four times.
Okay, four times. Why do you think that was important? Why did he have to keep coming back? Yes, Daisy.
Moroni still had to teach him stuff before he could have them.
Okay. Do any of you have an experience where you weren't able to have something quite at the time you wanted it? You still had to learn some more things? Anybody have an experience they'd like to share? Yes, Anders.
I had to learn how to take care of dogs.
Okay. So you had to learn to take care of dogs?
I still have to.
You still have to? You had to learn how to take care of them before you were allowed to have one? Okay. Excellent example. Joseph.
I had to wait till my birthday to get a dog.
Okay. So you had to wait until your birthday, wait until you were old enough? Do you think that was one of the reasons why Joseph had to wait? So he could be a little older and a little wiser? Yeah, I think so. Come here.
I had to keep my room clean until to get a hamster.
Okay. And you got the hamster? Oh.
Not yet.
Not yet. But if you keep your room clean, you might get one, right? Okay. Well, it seems like Joseph was really obedient to everything that Moroni had told him and everything that Heavenly Father told him. How can you be obedient, Gabe? Gabe, how can you be obedient to Heavenly Father?
By following his commandments.
Good. How do we know about Heavenly Father's commandments? How do we know what they are? Yes, Gabe?
Because he told us.
Okay. How does he tell us?
Like from the scriptures.
Okay, from the scriptures. Wonderful. Yes, Anders.
Holy Ghost.
Through the Holy Ghost. Excellent. That's a wonderful answer. We just had General Conference. What did you hear? What happens in General Conference that helps us know what commandments we need to be following? Yes, Joseph?
We listen to the prophets.
Excellent. So we listen to the prophets. Wonderful. That's a wonderful way. What is a prophet? Yes, Ella?
A prophet is someone who keeps the church going and who takes care of all the General Conferences and churches and... Yeah.
Okay, excellent. What else does a prophet do? Yes, Joseph.
He tells us what the Lord wants him to tell us.
Wonderful. So he tells us what we need to know that Heavenly Father wants us to do. Let's read the story, Lehi Warns the People. It's chapter 2 in the Book of Mormon Stories. And let's start right here with Gabe.
Most of the people living in Jerusalem 600 years before the birth of Christ were wicked. God sent the prophets to tell them to repent, but they would not listen.
Lehi was a prophet. He prayed that the people would repent. While he was praying, a pillar of fire appeared. God told and showed Lehi many things.
Lehi returned home and had a vision. He saw God surrounded by many angels, and the angels were singing and praising God.
In his vision, Lehi was given a book that told what would happen in the future. He read that Jerusalem would be destroyed because the people were wicked.
Lehi told the people that Jerusalem would be destroyed. He also told of the coming of Jesus. The people were angry and tried to kill Lehi, but the Lord protected him.
Mm-hmm. Why do you think Lehi didn't want Jerusalem to be destroyed? Anders.
Because he liked his house and where he was living, and he liked that city.
Okay, so maybe he was comfortable there, he liked it. Why else do you think he didn't want it to be destroyed? Joseph.
He loved all the people that lived there.
Okay, what did he do because he loved the people there? What did he do to let them know what was happening? Daisy.
He prayed so that they would repent.
Okay, did the people repent, Gabe?
No.
No, they didn't. So, what did they do? What did Lehi do with his family? Ella.
He took them into the wilderness.
Okay. And was that his idea, or whose idea was that to go into the wilderness? Anders.
Heavenly Father's and Jesus Christ.
That's very true. So, because he was the prophet, he followed exactly what Heavenly Father wanted him to do. Now, do we have to be prophets to follow exactly what Heavenly Father wants us to do? Who thinks that we have to be prophets?
Not me.
Not you. How can you do what Heavenly Father wants you to do?
We can listen to the prophets and do what they say because we know that they're saying what the Lord wants us to do.
Excellent. So we know that they are getting direct revelation from Heavenly Father and they're telling us what to do. Children at home, what do you think? Tell a person you're listening with what you think about how you can better listen to what the prophet is teaching us today.
Adam was a prophet, first one that we know. In a place called Eden, he helped things to grow. Adam served the Lord by following his ways. We are his descendants in the latter days. Follow the prophet, follow the prophet, follow the prophet, don't go astray. Follow the prophet, follow the prophet, follow the prophet, he knows the way.
Now we have a world where people are confused. If you don't believe it, go and watch the news. We can get direction all along our way. If we heed the prophets, follow what they say. Follow the prophets, follow the prophets, follow the prophet, don't go astray. Follow the prophets, follow the prophets, follow the prophets, he knows the way.
I've always tried to have faith to follow the prophet, no matter what he teaches. Lehi's family had to learn how to follow their father as a prophet as well. And we know from the story that some of them listened and some of them didn't. Why do you think some of Lehi's family would have listened to him while others wouldn't? Let's learn more about this as we read our next story, Chapter 3, Lehi Leaves Jerusalem.
The Lord was pleased with Lehi, and one night spoke to him in a dream. He told Lehi to take his family and leave Jerusalem. Lehi obeyed the Lord.
Lehi's family packed food and tents. They left their house and their gold and silver and traveled into the wilderness.
Lehi and his wife Sariah had four sons. Their names were Laman, Lemuel, Sam, and Nephi.
After traveling for 3 days, Lehi's family camped in a valley near a river.
Lehi built an altar from stones and made an offering to God. He thanked God for saving his family from being destroyed.
Lehi named the river Laman and the valley Lemuel. Lehi wanted his sons to be like the river and valley, continually following to God and steadfastly keeping the commandments.
Laman and Lemuel thought their father was foolish for leaving Jerusalem and their riches. They did not believe that Jerusalem would be destroyed.
Nephi wanted to understand the things Lehi had seen. He prayed to know if his father had done the right thing by leaving Jerusalem.
Jesus Christ visited Nephi and told him that Lehi's words were true. Nephi believed and did not rebel as Laman and Lemuel did.
Nephi told his brothers what Jesus had told him. Sam believed Nephi, but Laman and Lemuel did not believe.
The Lord promised Nephi that he would be blessed because of his faith. He would become a leader over his brothers.
Now, Jesus Christ visited Nephi and told him that Lehi's words were true, that his father's words were true. Why was it important that Jesus Christ tell Nephi that his father's words were true?
It was important for him to know because he wanted to know if he was right, because he wanted to know if his brothers were right or his father was right, if he would rebel or not, or if he would follow his father or his brothers. Or it was just kind of complicated for him, and so he prayed and he got an answer.
Excellent. Do you think we can all pray and get answers the same way?
Yes.
Yes, I think so too. So can anybody give me an example of a prayer that was answered? That they had a question about something or were confused about something and they prayed and it was answered?
If we should get baptized.
Okay, so if you should get baptized. All right, how old are you, Ella?
8, and I got baptized a few months ago.
Okay, so did you pray to know if you should get baptized or not? All right. And I would imagine it was answered as a yes if you're baptized then. Wonderful. Who else has an example of a prayer that was answered? Anders.
Once me and my dad were driving in a car and we had 2 flat tires. And I said a prayer to help us be safe and it was answered.
Wonderful. Those are the wonderful kinds of prayers. Yes, Camila.
My brother was walking on our piano bench, and then he slipped on the piano bench and hurt his chin. And I said a prayer to help him if he was better, and he got better really quick.
Wonderful. That's a wonderful example. Yes, Joseph.
When I was little, one night my mom said a prayer that she would know what to do the next day. And the next day, I was just little, so I didn't know. I started to climb out the window, and she had a prompting that she should go check on me, and she barely caught my last foot before I fell.
Wow. So you were protected because of the prayer of your mom. That's a wonderful, wonderful example. So, you're all kind of like Nephi in a way that you prayed, and your prayers were answered, just like Nephi's was. What can we do to be more like Nephi? How can you be more like Nephi? Yes, Ella.
We could say more prayers and try to keep the commandments.
Okay.
And honor our parents.
And honor your parents. That was a big one for Nephi, wasn't it? Excellent. How can you honor your parents, Gabe?
By listening to what they say.
Okay. So if you listen to your mom and dad, if you listen to your mom and dad, then what do you do after that?
You do it.
You do it. Excellent. Otherwise, it's no use to listen if you don't do it, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. How else can we be like Nephi? How about Daisy? What do you think?
You can be kind and loving to everyone.
Okay. I would think he was a very kind person and loving to everyone. Do you think being like Nephi will help us follow the prophet?
Yeah.
Yeah? How so?
Well, if we're really nice to everyone and we like to obey people, it'll be easier for us to listen to General Conference and want to do what the prophets want us to do.
Okay. Wonderful example. How can being like Nephi help us to follow the prophet?
He forgave others.
Forgive others. Wonderful. Those are all great examples of how we can be like Nephi and follow the prophet. Children at home, do you want to be more like Nephi? What do you think you can do to be more like him?
tells to me are about the Lamanites in ancient history. Long ago their fathers came from far across the sea. In the land if they live righteously.
I think we've learned a lot today about how we can follow Heavenly Father and keep His commandments. What are some things that you have learned about keeping the commandments? How do you think Heavenly Father might help us keep His commandments? We've learned so much. Now, I hope we'll all thank Heavenly Father in our prayers for all He taught us. And I also hope we'll keep talking about the things we've learned with our families and other people we love. Next week, we'll read chapters 4 and 5 of the Book of Mormon stories, The Brass Plates, and Traveling in the Wilderness. If you'd like to listen to this program again, a grown-up can help you get a copy to play on your computer, iPod, or other music player at radio.lds.org. You can also sign up to get new episodes as soon as they're ready. If you'd like your own copies of the Scripture Stories, as books or DVDs, you can find them at scripturestories.lds.org, or a grown-up can buy them at your local church distribution center. See you all next week!